Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
All right, back again for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. We record two in a row, and just for the record, if you heard me talking about smashing the patriarchy last show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my wife informed me that I lose my argument when I yell that they're idiots. I told her she was wrong.
And
actually, what I told her was I have a podcast and podcasts are for yelling.
Exactly.
And she goes, but it's about yelling the correct thing.
And Nate, I hope you make up with her soon.
Look, man, I'm allowed my own opinion.
Oh, yeah, you are. You are.
Smashing the patriarchy.
Yeah, then you're not smashing any pussy.
I don't know how it goes in your house. Oh, I think I do. I take that back. Yeah. I take that
man.
Back. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot to get to today. A new way to shoot drugs into prison?
Yes!
What happens when a dominatrix moves in next door?
Well, you call her.
What? Indeed, what happens when a dominatrix moves in next door? Exactly. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Something I titled Meanwhile in Vermont.
Ooh.
Meanwhile in Vermont.
Sounds like a sitcom from the 80s.
Oh, you mean like Newhart?
Yeah, but called Meanwhile in Vermont.
Mm, yeah, it sounds delightfully boring. As many things in the 80s were.
Except the cocaine.
I was not on the cocaine. I don't even know.
I was early 80s too. I mean, by 84, 85, you know, it was kind of.
Yeah, as Adam Carolla liked to call it, the great pre-AIDS and post-Coke.
Yeah.
The glory days.
The glory days. I remember them well when I was 7. Nothing like taking your first bump, get ready to go to preschool, you know?
So, question. Who's excited for March Madness?
I am.
Yeah, you're the only one. Honestly, I know nothing. It's been so long since I followed college basketball. The last time I followed college basketball, there were actually sophomores and juniors playing. And not just freshmen.
Yeah.
So weird, right? So weird.
Know, Zion Williams plays for Duke right now, so.
Yeah, and he's a freshman.
For now.
Yeah.
And will he be back next year for his sophomore year?
Probably not.
Not after his last scare.
He might have thought about it before that scare.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I mean, look at the Kings roster. How many guys on the Kings roster would still be juniors and seniors in college? Half the roster.
Half the roster, yeah.
Half the roster. And it's not just the Kings.
Thanks, Carmelo.
Right? I blame Carmelo and LeBron.
Yeah.
Carmelo and LeBron. Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron.
Okay. Not quite sure why, but.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Is it because, are you excited for Space Jam?
I can't wait. I've been waiting for Space Jam.
So excited for Space Jam.
I was like, who could they get to replace Michael Jordan in probably one of the best Looney Tunes films ever made?
Mm.
And then I was like, as soon as King LeBron came around, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it.
There you go.
And then he moved to L.A., and I was like, what? Is this serendipitous or what?
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
What?
We have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. Jelly Belly creator releases a line of CBD-infused jelly beans.
All right. Calm you down. Keep you cool, level-headed. Keep you anti-inflamed.
Okay. Is that what it does?
So CBDs do not affect you psychoactively at all.
Okay.
That's
THC.
That's the THC. Okay. Now, the THC with the CBD together, there's definitely a reaction that happens with the two of those. But most people that are getting stoned want high THC, very low, if any CBDs in that. Whereas people that are using it medicinally, what they found in some studies, one that my buddy EJ was working on, is that there are really great anti-inflammatory uses for CBD that they're just learning about, and might be able to help things like Crohn's and things of that nature.
Okay.
So anyhow, so CBDs, that's the good stuff. That's the for medicinal purposes, the good stuff.
Okay. Also breaking news, Elizabeth Warren is telling CNN Town Hall she supports replacing the Electoral College system with a national popular vote.
What?
Concur.
That would be really interesting to get do away with the idea of, oh, I've won California, so I have this many, and I won this, so I have this many, and have everybody's vote count.
Hmm. Yeah. The only reason why you it exists anyway is because of slavery.
Here's the thing I'm learning from Kareem. We'd have nothing around here if it wasn't for slavery.
Because
all of these things happen as a result of slavery. So therefore, slavery had to be a good thing because all of these great things came from it, right?
No, the Electoral College wasn't a great thing.
Oh.
That's the point.
I'm reading that wrong?
That's the point of getting rid of it. It wasn't a great thing.
Oh. I mean,
if you were not white.
Oh.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
See? Homer's against it.
That's true.
Right.
It's true.
But the majority of the laws that are on our books are results of slavery.
It was a pretty big thing back in the day. Back in the day.
Yes, they just never took them off the books.
I'm just scrolling through my Twitter feed really quickly, and it's very, very interesting.
It's like going back and reading the rules for neighborhoods. I can't remember what they're called.
What's that?
Going back and reading what used to be the rules for who could live in a neighborhood.
The homeowners association.
No, the deeds.
Yeah, the homeowners association, the deeds. Go back and read those.
Oh yeah, I post an article every year about it. I remember when I was working at USAA and I had somebody send me in the copy of their deed. So this is back in 2004. And it actually, like, reading the words that the owners had to be Caucasian, that purchased the property, and that they could not sell it to Chinamen. Like, words like Chinamen.
Which is not okay anymore.
No, Negroes, Native American, Indians. Like, it said it was very specific on who was, could buy the house and who could not.
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, thank goodness for those Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, I hope they got a fair shake. They got to buy a nice house with that VA loan that they were promised.
Yeah.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, no? Oh, okay.
Nah.
So they weren't able to build wealth like all those white people that got their VA loans in all their towns, like Levittown and stuff like that? Oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
You mean the ones that came back and ended up having to fight the people in town?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. No, but see, that's the thing. They're going to, it's like, it was V for, like, victory on two fronts, right? Double V. Right? Wasn't that the thing? Double V? By going and being and serving? Oh, wait, no. Okay, never mind. Still hated by white people. We are horrible.
There were some bad times.
Those were very bad times.
Those
were very bad times.
It's true. I mean, you had your, well, let's call him Foghorn Leghorn.
You're a loudmouth schnook.
And that was who ran things. I mean, if I'm thinking, you know, what would you think of if I said, you know.
Those were.
You're a loudmouth schnook.
That one. That one. All right. All right. So things are weird in Memphis. Oh, hold on. I need to turn that music down.
What?
Yeah.
What's going on in Memphis?
Well, a lot of things are going on in Memphis.
It's a good barbecue.
Well, not on this lady's lawn. A 90-year-old woman threatened to kill neighbor.
What?
Out of jail, released on her own recognizance, just hours after she was booked on some violent charges.
Hold on. I have to go back. The word is recognizance. Released on her own recognizance.
What did she say?
Oh, that's what I'm going to play for
you. The 90-year-old is accused of... Bessie Bowen walked out of jail, released on her own recognizances, just hours after she was booked on some violent charges. The 90-year-old is accused of getting into an argument with her neighbor on La Rose Thursday afternoon over some leaves in her yard. Police say it escalated quickly when the grandmother grabbed a gun, aimed it at her neighbor, and threatened to shoot. The neighbor told officers she captured it all on camera.
I never knew her to do nothing like that, though. I was kind of shocked.
This guy who lives on the block asked us to hide his face. He didn't want to say too much about the situation, just that he's known Miss Bowen for years.
She always has been serious about her yard. I mean, I never had a problem with her. I never seen her or heard about her doing anything like that.
Bowen's family didn't want to comment, and the neighbor who called police didn't come to the door. We found out the feud has been going on since last June when the neighbor got this order of protection against Bowen. Neighbors seem to be aware of the problems and hope they're resolved without anyone else going to jail.
So I hope they don't send that lady to jail. I should get old lady. She's just serious about her yard.
Just serious about her yard, Kareem.
I wonder if, like, the report, like, if she had, like, a nickname or, like, if the cause of the right pistol pack and mama, lay your pistol down.
I want to point out something. Take a look at this guy. This is the guy who didn't want his face shown. Check out those kicks. You know what kind of neighborhood it is. Those are new, clean, and absolutely no-name brand shoes.
Yeah.
Those were bought at the Walmart.
Are they? Makes sense. The edge of a swoop, possibly.
There is no swoop on those shoes.
No,
there's absolutely no swoop. Right there, dude, those shoes cost him $15.
Yeah.
I'm not casting any aspersions. I'm just telling you what the block is like.
Yeah.
That's what the block is like. And that one lady is serious about a yard.
Man. I mean, that's a real life pistol pack and mama.
It's true. It's absolutely
true. It's not just a song.
Mm, Grandma. Grandma did not get run over by a reindeer because she shoot him. All right. So we talked last show about smashing the patriarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have a story about someone attempting to do that in a way that is both hilarious and very telling. And I saw it on the local CBS website here in town, and I thought, well, this is a weird story. Where is this from? Well, it's from Atlanta, Kareem, where they're taking a whole another look at the patriarchy and how to smash it.
Of rights, but critics say the law.
So let me get back.
That supporters say reaffirms women's reproductive rights, but critics say the law goes too far. CBS 2's Dick Brennan has more.
The Reproductive Rights Act was just signed into law last week, but it's already triggered a new political debate from Governor Cuomo.
We believe a woman has the right to control her own reproductive health.
To Cardinal Dolan.
That it can be done right up to the moment of birth. This is hideous.
The bill moves abortion from the state's criminal code into public health law, and it legalizes abortion after 24 weeks.
Okay, that's not the story.
Yeah.
That is not the story. I wonder if it went through to the next thing. Oh, hey, I've gotten a message from someone. Let's see. No, that's New York. Okay, here we go. Five Georgia lawmakers are pushing a bill that would force men 55 years old or older to report the release of sperm. Any male 55 years of age or older shall immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement agency when such male releases sperm. That's House Bill 604 in Georgia. The bill was introduced in response to the passage of House Bill 481, dubbed the Heartbeat Abortion Bill, that would make abortion illegal once a doctor is able to detect a heartbeat in the womb, which is usually at around 6 weeks. HB 481 now moves to the state Senate. HB 604 is sponsored by five female Democratic representatives, including Representative Darshan Kendrick, who tweeted she intended to introduce a testicular bill of rights that would seek to regulate male sex organs. That's right. This is smashing the patriarchy the right way. And this can actually be referred to that way.
Right. Because it makes them like, oh, fuck.
So the subject, testicular bill of rights legislation, importance high. Good morning. I have drafted the following legislation. Require men to obtain permission from their sex partner before they're able to obtain a prescription for Viagra or any erectile dysfunction medication. Ban vasectomy procedures in Georgia, both in part or whole, with the name punitive measures for performing the procedure that are listed in HB 481. Make it an aggravated assault crime for men to have sex without a condom. Require DNA testing when a woman is 6 weeks and 1 day to be performed before she is 8 weeks to determine the father of the child, who shall immediately start paying child support. And a 24-hour waiting period for men to purchase any porn or sex toys in the state of Georgia.
Cece, go for it.
Right? The proposal would allow for men to be charged with aggravated blah, 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 blah. She told Rolling Stone she's aware a measure has little chance of passing, but she said it's meant to call attention to the absurd double standard that women are being held to. Or actually smashing the patriarchy. The point, she says, is bring awareness to the fact that you're going to legislate our bodies, then we have every right to propose legislation to regulate yours. HB 604 does not appear to be assigned to a House committee at this time, though. Thoughts?
Go for it.
Right?
And to keep all those men from paying child support for babies that aren't theirs. They don't have to wait until they're five and be like, oh shit, I've been paying for how long?
So I was listening to a podcast the other day about they're talking about Highlander 2: The Quickening, but they're talking about the definition of quickening and like what it refers to and stuff like that. In ancient time, well, not ancient, but like in the Middle Ages up until like even to the early 1900s before they could detect a baby's heartbeat.
Right,
quickening was the moment that a mother could feel the child actually move, kick in her body.
Okay,
and it was thought that until that point, that child had not had a soul, and then it was not a real child. A woman, so for instance, if you were being tried as a woman and you had not had the quickening yet, and you said you were pregnant, maybe you hadn't had your period for a month or two, and you had a baby that had started, you could still be put to death. But if you had felt the quickening, or if a doctor had felt the quickening, or like the baby move, then you would have to wait until you have the child to kill you.
Oh, well, there you go.
But I guess the thing is that Christians need to make up their fucking mind. Like, they either trust science or they don't. And if you're going to say the quickening has happened like that for hundreds of years, and that was what the laws were, and that's what you believed it on, then you can't really trust, and you believe in God, you can't trust science then. You know what I mean? Like, fine. Like, you want to, like, let's, but it's not, it's not a baby. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was just thinking about that the other day. Cause it's ridiculous that they've changed their mind on that. Right?
Okay.
Now that it works against their story or their want.
Gotcha.
You know, it's now it's like from the very beginning. But up until just, modern medicine, which has been created by science. Now they want to use that science to say, oh, well, the baby's heartbeat starts beating it, you know, 6 weeks.
Right. I love it. And here's why I love it. Because I hate hypocrisy.
Right.
I hate hypocrisy so much. And the dudes who are trying to push forth all of these laws, they're fucking hypocrites. The vast majority of them are absolute total hypocrites. They don't believe the bullshit that they're spouting. Some of them have even paid to have abortions for their mistresses. They don't believe any of it. They just are pandering to a base that is so into Jesus that nothing else matters.
They don't even really give a damn about the issue.
They just want to get elected again. They want to stand out there and make their speech and get elected again, and all the while knowing that they've got their constituents wrapped around their finger. The idea that you would legislate as heavily as they're trying to on women's bodies is ridiculous. And to use that in a way that they are, to point out just how ridiculous it would be if you turn the tables, I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be done in more places. And of course, it's not going to pass.
But that's the point.
the point is going, look, your bill is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And our bill is ridiculous. And neither of them should pass.
Right.
And the thing is, it's so weird that they keep bringing it up like it's an issue that everybody's talking about or everybody gives a damn about.
Yeah, no, nobody does.
Nobody does.
There's a few of those people that I know that are that say they're Christian, but like have friends that think that people should die for their political beliefs. Right. That also are the same people that will say, "That's a baby. You don't kill a baby." It's so fucking ridiculous. How can you be so full of ignorance and hypocrisy in one like fell swoop? And then when your daughter wants to be referred to as her name, you don't call her that and you still refer to her as a man.
I think I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I just find it interesting that it's a, everything's okay. I mean, it really goes back to the Bible with Christians is that everything's okay once if the baby's involved.
Right. But
it literally, I mean, it says rape is okay as long as you married the wife. So once there's a baby, old and everything is forgotten.
Well, here's the fun thing though. Now that the baby is out, how about educating the baby? Oh no no.
No 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 no.
No no no.
That doesn't count.
What about healthcare for the baby?
Oh no no no, we can't.
Oh, okay.
No, the baby can pull itself up by its bootstraps.
Right.
Hey, listen, I wasn't given a golden spoon growing up.
Baby bootstraps. Yeah. So I like it. Something out of Georgia that I like. It's very rare that happens.
Very rare.
Very very. I mean, Little Women Atlanta, sure. But beyond that, I don't know. My wife was just watching Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Anywho, an Oklahoma woman armed with a $1,600 t-shirt gun, I didn't know they were that much, good Lord, successfully launched a package of contraband over a fence of a prison, but her smuggling attempt was quickly derailed by an eagle-eyed corrections officer. Police allege that Carrie Jo Hickman, 40, drove Sunday morning to North Fork Correctional Center in Sayre and used a Bleacher Reacher Pro t-shirt gun to blast the package over the fence. Prison personnel spotted the incoming round, which landed near a housing unit, and intercepted it before the intended recipient could scoop up the contents. The seized package contained methamphetamine, pot, cell phones, tobacco, earbuds, chargers, and digital scales. Upon seeing the container launched over the fence, the corrections officers tailed the vehicle that she drove away from the medium security men's prison. It holds up to 2,500 inmates. Hickman was subsequently pulled over and arrested by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. A search of her car recovered a second package containing contraband and the t-shirt gun, which is sold at t-shirtgun.com. In case you're wondering, the 7-pound gun powered by a CO2 canister can propel payloads up to 300 feet or, as the manufacturer notes, to the top deck of most arenas and stadiums. The seized t-shirt gun has been taken into evidence. Charged with introducing contraband into a correctional facility, narcotics trafficking, and conspiracy, all felonies, Hickman is being held in the Beckham County Jail in lieu of $200,000 bond. Oh, she has a lengthy rap sheet, shocker, with drug convictions in several Oklahoma counties. She was in state prison until her release from custody in late January of this year.
Oh, damn, she's going back.
She is going back. Going back. I like the plug for t-shirtgun.com. I mean, who wouldn't want a t-shirt gun? Oh, they've got the Bleacher Reacher Pro, the Micro Mini, the Bleacher Reacher Mega, the t-shirt Gatling gun. I think that would be the one you'd want if you're going to launch stuff into prison.
The deuce deuce.
They have custom cannons, the Stormbringer. I don't know what that is.
The deuce.
The Pucker Chucker. Which I would have to believe is for skeet. They've got a football gun that actually shoots little mini footballs. Here's one that's called Def Leppard, DEAF. This looks like it had a pistol attached to several air guns. All right. So imagine being able to generate the same amount of noise as a passing train in the palm of your hand. Oh, good. Now it's a reality with the Def Leppard. This unit is designed to get attention, whether used in arena sports, parades, or concerts. This unit performs. The volume is easily user-adjustable and operates off a standard CO2 cylinder included with the unit. It's four air horns mounted to a pistol grip. That is amazing.
I want to buy that.
You do?
How much is it?
Let's
Oh, not going to happen.
It's way cheaper than some of the others. It's only $549.
Yeah, but I would immediately get arrested if I had that.
I mean, Jason, the Bleacher Reacher Mega is $2,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Gatling Gun 2.0, the T-shirt Gatling Gun is $4,000.
The Deuce Deuce is $3,000.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot. The Candy Cannon starts at $99. Maybe this is more your thing. It's the perfect way of adding a little excitement to your parade float or event, or firing candy at your children at high velocity, Jason.
Eat this.
Its one-hand operation is easier than all other similar products, and they offer a warranty with lifetime support as well. By using standard 12-gram cartridges, it lowers the per-shot cost dramatically. Plus, the security of knowing the cartridges are available at any sporting goods store. It means in a pinch, more fuel is only a superstore away. Manufactured and assembled in the USA.
I'd make a dart launcher off out of that. That's what I would have done as a kid. Like, I'm lucky that shit like this didn't exist, or like the internet like this, because I would have gotten that and created something that I could shoot stuff with.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And now it's time for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania versus Daniel Allen Sober. That's right. Daniel Allen Sober arrested for driving drunk. In a Pittsburgh suburb, a breath test, cops say, recorded Sober's blood alcohol content at 0.194, more than twice the legal limit. Sober was charged with driving drunk and careless driving, according to court records. After being booked, he was released on his own recognizance. He's scheduled to appear in court on March 20th. It's only funny because of his name. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a one joke and then wipe.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Nope. All good. All good. We're gonna be moving on from there. Right. The New York Times had an article this week that interested me when the dominatrix moved in next door. A kink collective in a residential neighborhood of Brooklyn has upset longtime residents and resulted in a culture clash and gentrification struggle all wrapped up into one fight.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
This is everything you two like, guys. It's a classic New York gentrification story with a morality twist. Think 50 Shades of NIMBY. On one side, longtime residents of a block of Bedford-Stuyvesant area of Brooklyn, led by Lori Miller, who lives in the same narrow house on Quincy Street she moved into as a child in 1974. On the other, a queer feminist, Charlotte Taylor, who moved her business next door to Ms. Miller from a far more expensive space in Crown Heights. And in the middle, Ms. Taylor's business. Now, about that business, it's what's known as a kink collective, where Ms. Taylor runs bondage workshops and other fetish events for the BDSM community. If you're unaware, that's bondage, dominance, sadism, and masochism. BDSM. It's perfectly legal, she said, but that doesn't necessarily make it welcome. The dispute began back in January when Ms. Miller began noticing men, some of whom she called weird-looking, coming and going from the house next door. It was like a heavy, continuous pattern of these guys that aren't in the neighborhood. Now, because she lived alone, the foot traffic made her uneasy. There she is, Kareem. She's uneasy. Said some of them were questionable people. You know, your spidey senses started tingling. When she asked around, neighbors told her that Ms. Taylor was up to no good. Started making trouble in their neighborhood. Perturbed, she quickly put up flyers calling for a meeting with the block association and urging local residents to call the community board and police about a gentleman's sex club that had no business being on the block. Now, after weeks of outcry and several community meetings, Ms. Taylor is planning to move her custom-built kinky clubhouse where folks play with the boundaries of trust and consent under pressure from Ms. Miller, who says the dominatrices did not have her consent to be there. It's her block, Ms. Taylor said in an interview. I respect her. I want her to be the Beyonce of her block. I want her to be the queen of the block. I have no qualms with it. Not quite sure what that's about. The clash, which was first reported online by Patch, was splashed across the front of the Daily News with the headline, Kinky Booted.
Oh, those guys.
And an image of fishnets and red thigh-high boots. But the battle on Quincy Street is about more than just sex. For Ms. Miller, it's about trust and safety. For Ms. Taylor, it's about respect and kink shaming. As both women fought to protect their communities, what resulted was a culture clash and gentrification struggle all wrapped up in one fight.
So you can't have them nasty-ass white people living next to me.
Like many blocks in Bedford-Stuyvesant, that part of Quincy Street is a collection of well-kept row houses where residents nurse plants next to their stoops, and the locals are a mix typical of many changing Brooklyn neighborhoods. Young single people lured by affordable rent and families looking for a nurturing environment, and older residents who help turn their block into a tight-knit community. During the recent block association meeting in a church basement, Ms. Taylor and Ms. Miller sat across from one another in front of about 20 people who appeared evenly split. With her lawyer beside her, Ms. Taylor announced to the neighbors that she planned to move her business, the Taylor Group. Despite that, she and Ms. Miller clashed repeatedly, forcing local police officer to intervene several times to call for order and to keep tempers in check. One of Ms. Taylor's supporters said critics just objected to the nature of her work and wouldn't care if she was teaching knitting.
Yeah, probably.
Ms. Miller said afterward that neighbors were able to hear things like whips and chains and moans and stuff like that. These brownstones are old and hollow, she said. Another block neighbor, Mary Patrick, said at one point about Ms. Taylor, she should leave. She should take that to 42nd Street.
We had these nasty ass white folks on my street doing that old freaky stuff. I don't know who they think they is. Next thing you know, they'll all be freaky people just living all down the block. They'll be walking down in high heels and booty shorts.
People be walking their man, his dogs down the street.
You ain't having that shit in my neighborhood.
Now, Ms. Taylor told her critics in the room, you don't have to kink shame or say that people are creepy because of what they enjoy doing. She added that her hope when she moved to Bedford-Stuyvesant was to have a nice relationship with a community of woke people. Woke, Ms. Miller fired back. Bye, Felicia.
Like, bitch, you don't know no black people if you thought that they was going to be okay with you bringing that shit in the neighborhood. She had no clue. No.
So this went well.
She did not have a clue if she thought that the black people were going to be okay with that coming in the neighborhood.
That's what's going on. Lots of complaints and anger. Ms. Taylor right now is raising money for new space and moving costs. None of the Taylor Group's submissives are professional movers, but she said she wouldn't be able to move until April. In the meantime, she said Ms. Miller has been harassing the Taylor Group's clients and employees, shouting insults at them on the street.
Well, if they're into sadism, you know.
Right. You want to be paddled? I got something for your ass.
And she's like out there yelling at us. Like, oh man, I don't know about you, but I'm so turned on from that lady outside that's been yelling at us. Like, she was telling me I was a piece of shit, honky cracker.
Y'all need Jesus. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all all need Jesus.
You know that doesn't turn anyone on.
It might if you're into kink.
Tell me that's what she was doing.
Like, I don't know if you know this. I'm not a big heart. Right now, she told me to find Jesus, and you know how I feel about finding Jesus.
Little nasty ass folks that move down the block, girl. I don't know who they think, where they think they going.
I hope to find a bunch of woke people.
One, FYI, white people. Yes. Don't say woke.
No,
you can't. I mean, like, it's not your place. Yes. Like, somebody can say that you're woke, and then you just say thank you.
Well, she was looking for woke people.
Well, she might have been looking for woke people, but you don't tell other people that you're looking for woke people, especially if you're doing it in an argument with a black woman. You don't say that. I thought I was going to find woke people. Like, that's almost like saying, like, the N-word, but just replace the N-word with woke. Like, I wanted to find some...
I thought y'all was going to be okay with me being freaky. Like, no, bitch, we don't want to know no freaky people in our neighborhood.
Just because we're black does not mean we're freaky.
That's it. And had my husband and my boyfriend Leroy coming down there, and then I'm had to come in there and whoop everybody's ass.
Walk in there, Leroy's got a strap on in his ass.
It's like, Leroy, get your ass up out of here and get that girl's dick out your ass.
Yeah, so where's Jay-Z in all of this? Isn't he supposed to be patrolling that neighborhood?
I think so.
I mean, come on. Come on, Jay-Z. What are you slacking?
That's it.
Meanwhile, in Alabama, a woman is accused of Facebook bullying has been arrested on 23 charges. Authorities say that she was accused of bullying on Facebook. She's been arrested on nearly two dozen counts of aggravated stalking. AL.com quotes Clay County Sheriff Jim Studdard in a report saying 48-year-old Catherine Patterson was arrested this week. The Ashland resident was apprehended on 23 felony warrants after she was previously ordered to stay off social media. Authorities haven't provided many details, but say there's a history of conflict between Patterson and the victims, which includes some former family members. Jason. Studdard said investigators searched Patterson's home Wednesday and took several electronic devices. Court records show Patterson was charged with harassment in 2017 and with violation of a protection order in 2017 and 2018. However, all those charges were dismissed. Unclear if she has a lawyer who could comment on that. How about that? Harassing people on Facebook, you get arrested.
She was doing it extra.
Good.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm all for that. If you're, why should it be any different if I'm harassing you on Facebook or if you were calling somebody's phone back in the day over and over again, saying shit to them, there would be consequences. Why should you be able to do it on social media and have none?
Yeah. She's posting, Jeremiah, you know, you was over here last night. I don't know why you ain't telling that bitch Cynthia that's where you were.
The thing is, she was Cynthia. So she's talking shit.
There's Cynthia. There she is. She's great. 48-year-old woman should know better.
That's it.
I'm just saying. Really, really should know better. All right. That's exhausting. Yeah. All right. Let's, you know, we didn't do this last show. We were very angry. We were yelling about stuff and we completely forgot to, get into where. Oh, it's down here. It's down here. You know what? This is why
I've sat here and I've listened to all of this.
Yeah.
And it's very painful.
It really is.
It's very painful.
Sorry.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, Floridian dressed as Spider-Man arrested for stealing liquor and cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
With great power comes great responsibility, but this webhead was really more of a knucklehead. A Florida man was arrested for boosting over $400 in Newport cigarettes.
Ooh, he was laughing. Kareem.
And nearly $150 worth of liquor from a Winn-Dixie wine and spirits store in Castleberry, Florida, back in January. However, the man's secret identity didn't stay secret for too long. He was caught on video entering the store without the mask before returning in his Spidey getup. Yeah. Yeah, you see him. What? His name's Edward Wilbur.
That's not one of Spider-Man's aliases.
Because it would be. He's a repeat offender with 14 arrests since 1998. Charged with burglary, grand theft under $5,000, and a third-degree felony wearing a mask or hood. So apparently wearing a mask or hood in Florida is a felony.
Unless you're in the KKK. Then it's totally fine.
And Kareem, not black.
No?
No. That is a white man. That is a very white arm.
That hangs out with a lot of black people.
Maybe, who knows, maybe he's got customers who like to smoke Newports. He's got friends.
Yeah.
He's got friends. Also in Florida, a pickleball dispute ends with the wife behind bars. A domestic dispute over pickleball turned violent and resulted in the arrest of a 61-year-old Florida woman for allegedly pummeling her husband in the couple's residence in the village's retirement community. In response to a domestic battery complaint, a police officer arrived at 1:45 a.m., to the Wildwood home shared by Lan Augustus and her 67-year-old spouse. Augustus's husband told cops that the couple got into a verbal altercation regarding a pickleball clinic that was being offered in the villages. After exchanging words, the man said Augustus struck him twice in the face with a closed fist. Not funny. He also alleged that when the argument sparked up again after an hour, she punched him in the face, shoved him, and struck his foot with a small metal easel. The victim said he did not believe he suffered any serious injuries during the confrontation. A patrolman noted observing slight swelling on the man's left cheek, which was consistent with his account of events. When she was questioned, Augustus said the couple got into a verbal altercation regarding a pickleball membership. She claimed she only slapped her husband after he chest bumped her. Augustus was subsequently arrested for battery on a person over the age of 65.
Oh, come on.
Which is a felony. She was booked into the county jail, for which she was released after posting $5,000 in bond. If you're unaware, pickleball is a racket sport played on a badminton-sized court with a 3-foot-tall net. Billed as the fastest-growing sport in the U.S., pickleball has become a favorite of seniors and retirement community residents seeking more action than a shuffleboard contest can offer.
I just want to say that there has to be some type of protection in that hitting somebody over the age 65 felony count when you're 61.
Hey, the law is the law, Jason. The law is the law.
Yeah, but I don't think that it was intended for her. That law was intended for...
Look, are you up for the spirit of the law or the letter of the law?
I am up for the spirit of the law.
Well, the spirit of the law says don't hit people over 65.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, suck a dick.
Is it worth arguing over pickleball? Probably not.
No. You know what's funny? I didn't even know what pickleball was.
Right.
Until like 2 months ago. And then I heard somebody talk about it. And now I've heard pickleball mentioned like at least almost once a day.
It is the fastest growing sport.
I should have gotten into it before I, you know, since I heard about it.
Pickleball,
the fastest growing sport in the country.
I don't know. Beer pong is pretty big,
but it's not growing.
I don't know. New kids turn 21 every year.
Yeah, and new people get old every year too, and they're not dying.
You know, the pickles is always growing if you play with it right.
That was a dick joke, right?
It was. It totally was. Meanwhile, in Vermont. There you go. A 3-year-old Nubian goat named Lincoln has been elected mayor of Fairhaven. As first reported by the Rutland Herald, Lincoln will spend the 1-year term making public appearances. She could not be reached for comment. The goat won a special election defeating... See, now the headline was, a town in Vermont elected a goat as mayor. Here's the real thing. The goat won a special election defeating a dog named Sammy by only 3 votes, 13-10. Fairhaven does not have a human mayor. The election was town manager Joe Gunter's idea, saying originally we did it as a fundraiser to replace the playground behind the school, but it really turned into a small civic lesson for the children. Come out and vote, get involved in the town. He added it would not have been possible without teacher Wayne Skip Cook, the students and the school who put the boots on the ground to make it happen. Gunter worried that people would think the election was strange. Said, I'm relatively new and thought people would just think I was a silly Flatlander. Well, they do, but still. But the feedback has been strong. It really took off. Some people wish they'd seen it earlier so they could have entered their pets. Luckily for those people, Gunter said it's only a 1-year term. So yeah, 13-10. Bubba got no votes. Rosie, no votes. Jack, no votes. Yeah. Stella got 6 votes. I like how they have the results. They just crossed out the word ballot and wrote results in and wrote the number of votes each one got.
Yeah. Outside the box, it was meant to put the number in.
Correct.
Like, if you get to, like, it's the most, it's one of those things that I look at and like, what? Like, so when I was in Toastmasters, I got roped into being like, cause like there's the way that it's like any cult, where they prey on the young ones, to further things and to get them as dedicated as they can as quickly as possible.
Sure.
So within 3 years, I was the district chief judge for pretty much Northern California and Southern Oregon.
I had no idea you were such a big deal.
Yeah, I was. That was a pretty big deal, which meant I also had to do all the trainings for all the judges. Mm-hmm. So I had to create a... Anyhow, this person does not look like they took my course. Because if they had been prepared, they would have had a already, you know, ready results, you know, paper, you know, that had a spot to put the numbers in. And now, if they went to the trouble of making the boxes, they would have put the numbers in the stupid fucking boxes. Like, why did they put the numbers on the outside of the box?
Because it's actually a ballot.
Right.
And they so use it for results.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. They just spent X those boxes. It's, the whole ballot looks horrible. It's a horrible ballot.
Well, the thing I was irritated with was the idea that they're like, oh, hey, a town in Vermont elected a goat as mayor. And I'm like, what? There must have been some big protest or whatever, because we just had town meeting day in Vermont, right, where everybody goes out and votes. And then I find out, no, it's an honorary thing where it was just animals.
Now, is that like a state holiday, town meeting day?
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's not even a holiday per se, but town meeting day is the day that all of the towns hold their government comes out and they have the meeting about what's going on in the town. It's literally a town meeting.
And
that's why it's called, yes, in every town, in every town across Vermont. And that's also when voting happens. Right. So in years when there's a primary, that's when the voting happens. That was when they vote for town selectmen or whatever, town treasurer, county clerk. Those things all get voted on town meeting day.
So they celebrate it and then like have a meeting with
it's
everybody.
It's not a celebration.
Oh, okay.
It is not at all a celebration. It's really just it's a town meeting day. It's exactly, it could not be more descriptive of what it is.
But there's probably like balloons and cakes and fireworks.
Absolutely not. None of that. First of all, it's cold as fuck because it's always the first Tuesday after the first Monday in March.
Oh, I know what
they're doing. So if the first Tuesday in March is on the first, town meeting day isn't on the first. It isn't until the 8th because it has to be after the first Monday. You see how important that is?
And so the best thing going on in Vermont right then, because the snow's getting ready to melt, probably. It's still cold, but
allegedly.
Like, it's time to drill your maple tree, right? Is this the time to drill the maple tree?
We are roughly in maple sugaring season, yes.
And it is that time.
Yeah. You want warm days and cool nights for that.
Yeah, all right.
So that could be going on now. But a few years ago, I went back to visit my dad. I left on St. Patrick's Day, and it snowed 30 inches of snow.
Nice.
They have some of the biggest snowstorms in March and April.
Oh, of course, right?
Yeah, it's great. That's why I don't live there. Just saying. A little bit of knowledge that I dropped. If you missed the Anti-Cooperation League show on Saturday, last Saturday, where I was the guest.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that came up was that I grew up on a farm in Vermont, and I ended up, for some reason, dropping the knowledge on Brian because he was talking about cows, and he was talking about, did you have goats? No, just cows. And I dropped the knowledge that goats have two teats and cows have four, which he was completely unaware of, as was the audience.
I was just like, what?
No, they were really more...
like in awe of your knowledge?
Yeah, I'll go with that. It was a lot of quiet at that point. I said, look, I'm just dropping knowledge on you.
Dropping it.
Like dropping science. Knowledge. I mean, Kareem had to know that, right?
Yes, we had goats.
Goats, two teats. Cows, four.
Cat six.
Martian women in Total Recall, three. Exactly. That's how it goes.
I hate goats.
Well, they don't like you either.
Goats aren't afraid of shit.
No. What? And what do you think of goat yoga?
That's weird.
That's a pygmy goats.
Yeah.
Whatever. People have, they have goats coming around when you're trying to do yoga and basically they just climb on your back.
Yeah.
That's goat yoga.
Yeah, no, I've seen
it's not
it.
Goats actually doing yoga.
Nope, they're jumping on you.
Some extra weight.
Right? That sounds terrible. Sounds like,
sounds like an allergy, like, or asthma attack to me.
Oh, yeah, that, that could be that, because, you know, here's what Jason sounds like with the allergy attack.
Woo!
That's what his wheezing sounds like.
Exactly.
Jason wheezing, it's like,
woo!
Just saying. And then he was doing goat yoga, and then one jumped up on him.
Oh, my God!
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being in downward dog and all of a sudden a goat comes up behind you and hits you right in the nuts?
Oh, that was freaking crazy.
I mean, actually, I'd be like,
damn it.
That would be the first one. And then I'd be, if I were doing goat yoga and a goat's like on my back, I would be like,
come on now.
It's trying to do yoga here. All right, let's get out of this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Hey, first off, thanks to anybody who's been shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It does help support the show, and we appreciate that. Also, hit that Shop Target tab as well to get all of your goods at Target. Pick them up in store, have them shipped to you. It's all the same. And do it on NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you so much. Back to Speak Out in Plattsburgh, New York. What are they angry about on March 11th, Jason? Parking. At a big box store, I see three cars parked in the fire lane. I asked an employee why they didn't do anything about it. They said they don't own the lot, so it's not their problem. It will be their problem when their storefront is all over the news if an event happens where emergency vehicles are blocked and people die.
How many police reports have been filed in the last, like, 60 days?
None.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
I would like to thank the gentleman who found my purse in Walmart parking lot in a cart and returned it to the customer service desk inside. I did not know it was missing until I got home. I don't think many people would have done what you did, so I just want to thank you again. See? Nice.
Yeah, it should give me some reward.
I am willing to bet the next president of SUNY Plattsburgh will not be a Caucasian male. It's no longer about who's most qualified. It's about pushing diversity at all costs.
Says the white guy that did not get the job.
I guarantee the person writing that has no chance of ever being a college president.
You think so?
Guessing.
Yeah.
We're due for a big change in the White House. Here is a man that called our White House a dump. Shame on you. The White House is part of our history, and we're very proud of that. You brought shame on our house. Always had a loving family with laughter and love. None of that is there. Time to get out!
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To the uninformed individual who stated in Speak Out that Republicans are responsible for the deficit. The fact is Obama doubled the deficit during his term. It's fact. Check it out.
No, it's not.
Reminder, Republicans create jobs. Democrats kill jobs. Thanks to far-left extremists, Amazon pulled out of the NYC deal. 25,000 jobs lost in the state because of liberal stupidity.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean,
it is good.
Weren't they just asking to make sure that, like, everybody would be paid at least $15 an hour?
No.
No?
Oh, that was not it. That was not it at all. Amazon has raised their pay to that.
They did? Okay.
Yeah. The issue in New York City was basically they were going to take over that whole section of the city, and the city council would be able to say nothing about what they did. So it would be like an alien invasion force taking over, and you're paying them to do it.
Oh, yeah, no.
But it was 25,000 jobs.
Yeah. And finally, does anyone not see the governor's ambitions? He knows he cannot defeat President Trump, so he's not running. But he's building his voter base. Release felons from prison. Close prisons. Make it illegal to jail arrestees. Voting privilege for dangerous felons. Take guns away from legal sportsmen. Set tax limits on upstate localities to offload state responsibilities onto towns. Rub elbows with Pelosi. I don't care what is best. Just say what the president... Say no to the president always, etc. If New York State has electoral college for governor's race, he would have been gone years ago. I'm
What do you have, though?
No.
Where does 70% of New York live?
New York City.
I mean, like, right? It's like a ridiculous number, right?
It's
like,
at least, I think you might be low with that.
Yeah. Okay. But I just,
and the tax base, too.
Okay, yeah, that's right. How do people, like, just think they can just say stupid shit just, like, because? Like, without having any idea or clue about, like, what they're talking about or what they're saying and what that implies. Like...
Okay. Roughly 64% of the state of New York's population lives in New York City metropolitan area, and 40% in New York City alone.
So,
FYI,
Electoral College would be based off of population still, based on probably like their state assembly or whatnot, right? Like, so those people would have all the votes still. So get the fuck out of here! Like, what the fuck?
In the area where these letters are written, the number of people per square mile is at best 50. The area around Plattsburgh, New York.
Yeah.
In some parts of that area, it's between 1 and 10 person per square mile. There's over 5,000 per square mile in New York City. Just FYI.
Oh my God.
Bezos wanted his own fiefdom.
What's that?
They said no. God damn it. No, you're not taking over.
Yeah. It was very interesting. What's interesting is the level of anger from people who live, and you know what, it's not strictly New York State. You see a lot of it if you go up to the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you get people who live in the rural section of their state. Who are like, well, you know, and it's like, there's way more of us who want this than number of you who want that.
I asked one of them, I was like, well, what are you going to pay your bills with up here?
Right.
Well, you know, where we're going to property, we'll charge people to hunt and fish. Like, no, that's most of this federal property. So, again, yeah. Where are you going to get your income?
Yeah. How are you going to pay to fix your roads?
No answer.
How are you going to pay for your schools?
No answers.
Exactly.
I say go ahead and annex Alturas in that corner up there and let them do whatever the fuck they want. Let them see it fail.
By the way, I just want to mention this real quick. If you have not seen Last Week Tonight that dropped this week, John Oliver and Monica Lewinsky talked about public shaming. It was very interesting. John Oliver, of course, conflicted about public shaming because
That's what he does. In
some cases, it's justified and okay. In other cases, not so much. So it's a really good watch. If you have HBO Go, go ahead and watch it. It's probably on YouTube as well, because they put a lot of their stuff on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, like the bits, the segments.
Yeah, that was their main segment. It was really interesting, that conversation. So check that out if you get a chance. That's it. Anything going on this weekend, guys, before we wrap this up?
There's something going on this weekend. I can't remember, but for me, this is this week is the end of the photo portion of my project, and I will be spending the next month editing and preparing for the show.
There you go. When is the show?
It's May 31st is the opening. And it goes through the month of June.
There you go. Jason? And,
aren't you going to be a guest on ACL during that time period also?
I am. Was it the last week of May?
Last week, right before for the premiere. I think I have a show. I have a show this weekend, and I think that's probably about it.
What show?
Anti-Cooperation League.
9 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot?
Yep, just like always. Mm-hmm. And the show before this at 8 p.m., is a show called Masters of Rap Improv, MRI, and these cats are dope. They do some freestyle rap, and then they do scenes based off that, and then they'll come back and rap again and do another scene. And they're pretty awesome to watch.
All right. I got nothing. Got nothing for you. It's a chill weekend, I hope.
Yeah.
Chill weekend, I hope. And then
play some video games, brah.
Who knows? Who knows? It's a busy time. There's a lot to do. Getting ready to deal with the business that, hopefully I'll know by the time this show drops when we'll be able to get in and start doing stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get in and start doing stuff, because that's the key. Very excited to get the space up and running and, you know, just give people a chance to do podcasts. So many people just don't have the opportunity. I wouldn't have been able to launch this podcast if I didn't have a friend who had DJ equipment that he let me borrow. And I still have some of it, including the mic that Jason is talking into.
Oh, yeah.
8 years later, I still have some of his equipment. I wouldn't have been able to launch without that. So there's a lot of people out there who just don't have, for whatever reason, the ability to go ahead and do that. And we're going to help them out with it.
Still works.
Thanks. My ears, not so much. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, shop Amazon through that tab on NateDarlingShow.com. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Come down for moon soup after.
Credit don't play that shit. Yeah, do my back. And I got do these records, break that shit.
Damn it.
Yeah, baby, try to run and tease me, baby.
What?
For moon soup after. That was freaking crazy.